Washington state lawmakers are poised to impose tougher laws against drivers caught driving drunk. They were moved to action following two horrific fatal crashes involving drivers with previous DUIs. The current system that deals with DUIs is complicated and expensive, and it's only effective if people comply with the law. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Michael was charged with a DUI 2 years ago.
My DUI specifically was over Memorial Day weekend, and so I spent 4 days in King County.
He agreed to be interviewed if we would only use his middle name. He says he's not an alcoholic. He made a mistake, an extremely costly mistake. DUIs can cost offenders between $300 and $1,400 a month. He's now driving with an ignition interlock on his car. According to the Washington Department of Licensing, nearly 44,000 state residents are required to install an ignition interlock on their vehicle if they want to drive. This one, made under the brand name Intoxilock, is basically a breathalyzer. The device will prevent a vehicle from starting if the driver's breath alcohol content is more than 0.04. It also goes off periodically while the vehicle is in use. Since his conviction, Michael says he rarely drinks, even when he isn't driving.
Because of what I have experienced and the seriousness of it and how difficult it's been to get out of it. So it had an impact on me for sure.
Michael complied with all of his court requirements, but many offenders don't. According to the State Department of Licensing, only slightly more than half of the drivers who are required to have the ignition interlock device have it installed. Those people are not legally able to drive, but many still do, like Mark Mullen, who'd previously been arrested 5 times for driving under the influence. Mullen is now facing vehicular homicide charges in the deaths of 2 people. 2 others were critically injured.
The courts don't have the resources to really monitor people after they've been convicted.
Patricia Fulton is a defense attorney in Seattle. About half of her cases are DUIs. She says counties and small cities with strapped budgets simply don't have the ability to perfectly monitor the 38,000 DUI offenders who are arrested each year in Washington state. And the stakes are high for public safety and public tax dollars.
If they don't supervise someone carefully and then that person goes out and commits a horrible crime and there's a death and then the city or the county gets sued because they weren't noticing that this driver was spiraling out of control or that this driver didn't have an ignition interlock on their car.
Enforcement and monitoring of DUI offenders is tricky, in part because there are so many agencies involved in the process. The courts, the Department of Licensing, and the Department of Social and Health Services each has a role. The system is expensive and imperfect. In Michael's case, a judge closed his case, but he says his drug and alcohol assessment provider never sent the required paperwork into the Department of Licensing. As a result, his license was resuspended 2 times. He says he found out by accident. He hadn't known about the paperwork mistake.
If I were to get caught driving without a license, my car could have been impounded. I could have been thrown in jail. I would have lost my job. All because somebody made a clerical error.
It was an error that only would have affected him, but it's the kind of mistake that happens when there are so many moving parts. New laws are being considered in the legislature that would increase jail time for repeat drunk offenders and shorten the gap of time an offender has to put an ignition interlock on their car. Attorney Patricia Fulton says increasing jail time is a popular idea, but it's not the most effective.
We don't see research telling us that, if the more jail you impose on a DUI conviction, the less likely this person is to reoffend. And so unless we are better able to address the underlying issues of substance abuse and addiction, we're going to be continually at risk.
Minimizing that risk is a question public health professionals wrestle with. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.